Let the body be comfortable as much as possible. So a little bit of taking some trouble to find a way the body could be more simple on the ground. Taking some trouble maybe to put a cushion under your knees if you're lying on your back. Noticing how your feet are, if they're well supported. How the angles of the feet affect the legs and the hips. So starting with the feet, coming into the feet and letting that be at ease on the earth, how does that affect coming up the legs into the hips, pelvis, main body? Just taking some trouble to find ways towards simplicity. And similarly with the hands, feeling the aliveness in our hands. And how that connects up to the shoulders and main body. So that it's all welcome, the whole body. And then letting the main body also be heavy. And kind of feeling the dignity of the body and also letting it snuggle into the ground, into itself. Into aliveness. Letting the ease and alignment then flow out the legs and arms into the head also. So the whole thing, whole body can be here. So it's not to say that every piece of the body is necessarily feeling pleasant all the time. But it's all welcome. If you wish, feeling the whole body and the space around the body as if we could feel that space around air and ground. Feeling open towards all the skin, all around the body. if you wish, there even might be a feeling that you could tune into or imagine of breathing in and out through the skin in all directions, just as a way of arriving here. Noticing where it's easy to feel the skin and where you tend to ignore. And playfully opening again and again to feel all directions. Noticing where in the skin you feel the movements of breathing, if you wish. Just as a way of arriving, finding here. And then how is it just relaxing back? Feeling the back of the body. And letting sounds come for a little while. As with the skin, feeling all directions of sound. Inner, outer, near, far. How little effort is needed for hearing to happen. Feeling what part of you wants to go out and get the sounds. What does that feel like, that part? And letting that relax, be off duty. letting sound be itself. Maybe as if hearing really happens in the lower belly, rather than the head. Resting back and down, allowing sound to happen. Just noticing the difference between the sound and then maybe an image in the mind of a door closing or a bird. The difference between just the sound and any reaction in the body after hearing the sound. A kind of reaction of opening, liking, or closing, not liking. Just two different things, the sound and the reaction. The sound and the image. And feeling the sweet precision in hearing that meets the sound immediately as it begins, happens, and ends. The sweetness, the rawness, the meeting. And accepting that there is that already in us that hears. The hearing happens not by my doing. And if we can also receive the body experience in a similar way. What is this body, this thing we call body? This cloud of sensations. So relaxing into the ground, feeling the body and the space around the body, letting sound be still present, but maybe more secondary. But a reminder of that quick, precise, simple hearing without my help, without my doing. Already awareness. And just for a few moments, if you wish, or minutes, feeling in the whole body the different flashes of sensation, hot, cold, heavy, light, etc. Just this discovery that there is a body. And the experience of that, the perceptions of this field called body, are one thing, and the image in the mind and the name in the mind are another thing. So being interested in the direct experience. Movement, volume, tension, openness, lightness, heaviness, texture, etc. As it is, so freeing the body from memory, from associations, from past, and discovering now what is this called body. Within that field, is there a place that feels like a place you could rest or more easily connect to? Maybe the lower belly. A nest or a pillow or a warm fire to sit next to. Or a cool lake to dip in. So even though sounds, even though whole body, even though thoughts, even though reactions, there's still that possibility of connection to discovering what's coming up right now in that place. We notice that we got into thinking, or we got into an image of the body, and we are interested in what's that experience though? Free of the past. Free from the image. Just the lower belly, chest, hands, feet, where is good for you, or back, or ground. We notice we're thinking and then go to the place, but then letting go, opening. So it's a very different kind of action. Going to belly, or wherever your place is. And then again, relaxing back, opening, receiving the experience with as little effort as possible. And an intensity of curiosity. Relaxed intensity. Curious receptivity. And sometimes the feeling of openness or the feeling of receptivity or the feeling of staying, stillness, itself starts to have a presence that we can tune into as a main thing to tune into or rest into. A more subtle resting place. Or there might be joy that has a kind of presence that we can absorb into. Other times the mind is very busy, and the more helpful thing may be adding something else to pay attention to. So a place in the body with the breath, for example. The living out-breath in the belly. Or hands, or chest, back. So feeling for yourself what feels most likely to help, what resonates, and then staying with that until the bell rings in 20 minutes or so. And enjoying the relief of the simplicity, enjoying the challenge of the simplicity. Enjoying the fact that awareness already, just as it already hears, it already feels, it's already present. We don't need to add or do awareness. Tuning into and opening. Is there any question? Please. Okay. She's saying every time she lies down, she falls asleep, and she thought meditation is about being aware, and she's not sure she's doing it right. So the basic idea or part of it is that it is about being aware. And so through resting, we find out that there is awareness that's not dependent on me being awake or asleep. So then on the practical side, it's your intuition that decides your posture. That can help that you don't feel like you're just being told to lie down, something that doesn't make sense to you, you're just doing it like that. In my experience, for many people, it takes a few days, sometimes two, sometimes three, sometimes four, of really resting, which does mean sleeping at some point in most meditations for most people. And then we're rested. But there's not a guarantee of anything. It's up to you to do that or not, that experiment. And then in case you do that experiment, you feel rested, you notice it's a different scene or situation inside and outside. You start to notice something more fresh, something that's actually faster than the mind, so it starts to catch the mind reacting more easily when we're rested. We start to have more permission to just lay back and let awareness be itself, do itself. When I sit up and try to be aware, one of the dangers is I expect myself to be aware from the very beginning. And so I have to go with what I think awareness is and try to do that. And awareness is not something that I can think of. And so I limit my experience and I ignore some of my experience, and then concentration might develop and there's a pleasure of concentration. And then I'm in my nice little meditation bubble that feels really nice. But I've walled it off. I keep it kind of to myself. It's not allowed to kind of wake up everything and welcome everything. It's not allowed to yalla balagan. So it's an experiment to make now or never or sometime. Or you sit because you want to stay awake, but you feel for letting the normal persona be kind of out of it, less on, and what else can actually handle, what else is available. Sometimes when I'm pretty tired, I notice I'm tired enough to sit. And then there's, in lying down, there is a process of resting that takes its time. And we can be more firm in, okay, belly, and also not giving up too easily. So I feel all distracted and spaced out, but staying with, really staying true to a thread of connection in the belly or where your place is. Could be, if not the body, the deep wish that we spoke of last night. Contact with the ground, feet, chest, back of the body. Those are some possibilities. And I'll just say even a little more extreme, very briefly. I had some really good experiences with sitting meditation. But the really important experiences that I have had in meditation that were really more than interesting for me happened whether in deep rest, so having rested and then staying there. It would be like we take a nap and then we wake up, but we stay in that snuggled, quiet feeling place. Or asleep, or dreaming, maybe, or in between sleeping and awake. That came to be a doorway to some deep meditation that I couldn't have found by me watching my breath staying awake. And so it's good just finally to say that it seems like the easy way. You can lie down, you can do what you want. And it's very challenging, the practice of feeling what's appropriate for you and following through on that. So even if everyone else is lying down and snoring and you really feel intuitively to sit up, it's not going against them. There's not a them. It's like we're all going with our best guess of what's most intuitively, what's most nourishing, supportive, releasing, empowering, clarifying. Best guess. So then sitting. There's no need for any gap between someone's lying down, someone's sitting. We stay with our best intention, best guess. Also, when something else happens, I'm giving some such and such instructions. And meanwhile, you're in your own flow. So please do not leave your own flow just to listen to my words. Is there any other question or anything to share? When I talk about direct experience, he's asking, is it separating the raw experience from the story? And I said, yes. It's not separating, but noticing that there are two different things. Yeah.
The other thing is, it's more like a thought.
Mm-hmm. Possesses you.
Mm-hmm. Not sure how to phrase it,
okay, let me say this much first so I don't forget. The second thing to say is more of a thought that sometimes possesses me, he thinks, not sure.
Yes, about resting, which is I need to be deserved mm-hmm. to get the rest.
Okay.
So maybe I need to work out.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I need to do some effort.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's
default,
mm-hmm. it's still there.
Yeah, good. The thought that sometimes is boss is that if I'm going to rest, I have to do something first to deserve that rest, like work out or make some effort of some kind. And even though he knows it to be a thought, it still has power. So it's great observation. And maybe if we can notice that it's a thought and what else? It's a thought with what? Emotion or belief or what? Identification, programming. Because in a way it's helpful to say it's just a thought. It doesn't, meaning it doesn't have to be the only way. And including it sounds like, not just a thought, but a lie. And to notice, like, how does it work that that possesses me, as you said, exactly? How does it take over? And then slowly, like, what's the inspiration to believe in that thought? What do I get out of it? Or what is its function, that program? And how is it to be, to question that or to be without it sometimes? What happens? Is it scary or light or what? To meet more and more of ourselves and to find out what's true for you. So there's the way that's a cultural program in the world, mainstream culture. Don't stop until you've earned, so never stop. And there's the way it's more personal. Very, very personal. And so bringing tenderness to that. Personal part and clear seeing to that. That's a funny system that no one really wins from. Anything else? I was talking before about sleeping versus sitting. Yes. So the moment of waking up, including listening to the instructions or the talk and kind of being gone and then, oh, right, kind of coming back. So different kinds of waking up. It's a moment where it's easy that we can feel critical. Either like, that's so boring. How can she give such a boring talk? It's making me, it's forcing me to space out. Or what's wrong with me? I can't pay attention. So, but assuming there's a problem. Which, first of all, maybe there isn't. Maybe there are many ways of listening. And also, yeah, the mind is trained to go around the place and not stay with. But then, what's going to be the leadership? What's going to be the leading to stay with what? So, we experiment. How do I know what to stay with? What decides? What leads that? And the possibility of enjoying the moment of whenever it happens, what does it actually feel like when I wake up from a nap? And what does it actually feel like when I wake up from the dream of I've got to deserve rest? I realize a question mark is there. What? What if I wake up from the dream of assuming that I really know what the body is and I just, what? See how weird. So keeping the question of like how does sleep fit in and how does waking up fit in with awareness and meditation and the big waking up? And we can feel in the day for the quality, the impression in the system, the body and mind, of all the little moments that we notice that kind of waking up meaning, for example, I was thinking and then, oh yeah, the breath. What does it feel like? And especially if we can keep wiping away, like just have the windshield wipers on all the time. The part that will say how bad you are that you were so distracted or anything wrong, but actually how maybe there's a big relief. And who is that? I was busy thinking about the groceries I forgot to leave for the whoever, my mother or my kids or whatever. And something remembered the breath. Or something woke me up. Who's that? And what does it feel like in that moment? So there's an element of shock, of change of state. But what else? Maybe some lightness. Like when we can not have to think, not have to be somebody, not have to know anything. We wake up to the fact that we don't know and that there's pressure. I think I should know. But I realize I don't. Okay. It's workable. It's more rich. Maybe. So there's the power. And there's the... And then the ha gives chance for even more. Again, some kind of power.